Stellantis, the parent company of Jeep and Chrysler, announced Wednesday it plans to build a second electric vehicle battery plant in Kokomo. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports this comes as the United Auto Workers presses the company to protect union jobs in the shift to EVs.
The first Kokomo battery plant is set to begin production by early 2025, and the second is slated to open by 2027. In total, both plants are expected to employ about 2,800 people. The plants are part of a separate company formed by a partnership between Stellantis and Samsung SDI. Such joint venture battery plants are a sore spot for the United Auto Workers Union. The UAW is pushing Stellantis, as well as Ford and General Motors, to meet certain contract demands through a nearly month-long strike campaign. Several demands seek to address concerns about the electric transition. Union leaders worry jobs will disappear as EVs require fewer people to make. Plus, the three companies have resisted making their joint venture plants part of the same UAW national contract that covers most of their current hourly manufacturing workers. GM agreed on Friday to make its joint venture battery plants part of the national contract. The union wants Stellantis and Ford to do the same. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.